new episode about our children, reaching our children before Satan attacked them. That means that every parent ought to listen to the instruction of how to stop Satan from having our children. It starts from when they're young. When we ignore them, we work a lot of hours. We work 12-hour shift. We work 16-hour shift. We work 21-hour shift. And our children are being indoctrinated by Disney. They are indoctrinated by all these entities that we as parents, we never spend the time to develop to know what they're doing. Our children have imaginary friends, which imaginary friends become demons. Demons to destroy their mind. So I'm making this episode of how to reach our children before Satan gets them, or before homosexuality get them, before transgenderism get them. So I'm making this episode to help our children, or help our parents, develop a system to stop Satan track from destroying our generation. We need to develop these things, my friend. So this episode gonna help the parents reach our children before Satan destroy them. Can you imagine a father seeing his son turn to be a woman, or a father seeing his daughter turn to a man? So I'm trying to stop the trend of Satan attacking the home. He attacked the home through divorce. He attacked the home through incest and through rape and through fondling. So it's time, my friend, to take attention of developing great children rather than demonic and evil, satanic children. Can you imagine your daughter a witch? Your father a warlock? This is taking back your children from Satanism and witchcraft. And listen very carefully, because I've seen this. I've seen family that have abnormal children, but they ignore it because they're not educated spiritually on what to do. So there are 10 reasons of taking back your children from Satanism and witchcraft. Number one, why your daughter closing her door, including your son? Let your son and daughter open the door. Because once they close the door, they are doing ritual towards Satan and ritual of witchcraft. That's number one. Number two, they are talking and inviting demonic forces in your house. That's why every parent should monitor your child. I say you should monitor your child. Never let your son or daughter close the door, because if they want to change their clothes, let them go in the bathroom and change their clothes. Too many hours their doors are closed and you are wondering what's going on. Number three, they are developing signs of witchcraft involvement. Each parent, mother and father, you should be monitoring your child of not practicing witchcraft in your house, because your house become a demonic haven rather than a safe haven. Number four, look how they dress, not in your presence, but give them an unwelcome visit at school. Your child have clothes in their bag, and when they go to school, they're going to go in the bathroom and change their clothes, dressing like a witch, dressing like a warlock, dressing like a dude. Now, fifth thing, when the last time you have a dialogue, a monologue with your child or young adult? When the last time you have a heart-to-heart with your son and with your daughter? These things help, because you're not ignoring them, but you're trying to help them to obtain what's hurting them. And the sixth thing is how to stop Satan attack on your children. Start having a prayer meeting with them. Start talking to them about God. And if they feel uncomfortable, at least you sit down and you do all the talking while they're listening, because you're planting the seed of success so no demon in hell can have your children while they're under your nest. I'm talking about taking back your children from Satanism and witchcraft. See, I've seen it. My mom was a witch. Amen. And when my mom was a witch, even though she introduced it to all of us, but I didn't accept it. The seventh thing, start involving, evoking the present and the name of Jesus through your house. You start evoking. Start praying. Start pleading the blood. So Satan can't have no residue or resident in your house. You be like Joshua. Joshua 24:15. For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Charity starts at home. And if you can't take action at your home, somebody else's will, the devil and demons will. But it's time to evoke this presence of the Lord in your house. Amen. Number 8, teach them or demonstrate or practice the word of God in their life. Our children looks at us. And if you ain't serving God, they ain't going to serve God neither. So what they're going to do? Satan going to introduce himself to your kids. Why do you think there's a lot of kids that are witches? Why do you think there's a lot of kids that worship Satan? Because we being parents, we does not practice what we preach. Amen. We wanna practice what we preach on Sunday. When Monday come, when Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we live contrary to the word of God. And ninth thing, when last time we praise God for all that He God have done for us. Now we wanna thank God on Thanksgiving Day. We wanna thank God on Gobble 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 Day. We wanna thank God when something happened to us. Good. But we ought to give thanks to God every day. Why? Because God woke us up this morning. The Bible said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord because he's good. Parents, we ought to take back our children from Satan. Our children going to end up, I'm going to tell you, they're going to end up dead, or they'll end up in jail, or end up in a ritual, or end up gay. The fourth thing that happened to your child. They're going to end up dead, end up in jail, end up in a ritual, or end up gay. But we got to take back our children from Satan. Take them back from Satan. Say, Satan, you can't have my daughter. You can't have my son. Now, I'm going to tell you, I have 7 children. I have 7 young adults, and all my children have baby out of wedlock. Amen. You know why? Because Satan attacking my children. He can't attack me because I'm covered with the blood. I'm covered with the blood. So my kids, they play around with sex. What happens when you play around with sex? You don't get pregnant. And the only person that was married is my son. The rest of them have baby out of wedlock. Why? Because they don't take the seriousness of God's word. I'm a preacher for life. I'm a preacher for life. Amen. I love God. I love the word of God. So I'm telling you, from a parent perspective, monitor your children's activity, especially at home. Because charity starts at home. And the last one is ask them about the purpose in their life, honestly. Ask them what you want to do in life. Ask them, what's your purpose? What do you think that you love to do? Okay, if you don't ask them a purpose, you're going to end up just being nothing. They're going to end up staying in your roof forever. They don't want to move out. They don't want to have a successful career. They're just going to jump from job to job to job to job to job and still under your roof. The Lord never asks our children, ask them about their purpose in this life. Honestly. So taking back your children back from Satanism and witchcraft. If you do these 10 things, my friend, your child will be a blessing and Satan be under their feet. And these are the reasons why we are losing our children. Yes, there are 10 reasons why we are losing our children. How we lose our children? We lose our children towards satanic forces, toward witchcraft, towards overdose, toward being homosexual, lesbian, or transgender. These are the reason why we are losing our children. So my job is to help you how to not to lose your child, not to lose your children. 10 reasons. Number one, we don't spend time with them. So what I do? When you don't spend time with your child, you don't know what's going on in your child's life. You stick an iPhone and an iPad to babysit your baby rather than you spending time with them, nurture them, talk to them. Don't let Disney talk to them. Don't let SpongeBob talk to them. Don't let Monster Inc. talk to them, scare them. So we don't spend time with them. Now this is 10 T's. The second thing, we don't tell them the truth. We lie to them. Like my granddaughter asked me, Granddad, what about Christmas? I said, Christmas should be about Christ, but it's not. Christmas is about monopoly. Yes, it's about merchandising. You know when people commit suicide on Christmas? Christmas was for Christ, but it's not for Christ. It's about monopoly. It's about merchandising. It's about people committing suicide. It's about a man in a red suit. And some of y'all don't have a chimney in your house. So why are you lying to your children? So my job is to tell the children the truth. I never taught my kids about Christmas. But they received presents. They received gifts because it was 7 of us. I have 7. It was 7 children. So all together, I was the only one working. So people will see that I was struggling, so they bless us with clothes and shoes and food. But we never celebrate Christmas. I never had, 2 times I had a Christmas tree. But after that, my kids don't practice, don't celebrate Christmas. So we got to tell them the truth. The third thing, we trust strangers around them, such as pastors. Don't trust strangers. Your pastor's a stranger. Amen. And some of the family members, don't trust them around some of your family members. But I can tell you some stories about my brothers and my nieces. I can tell you a story about, So don't trust your children around strangers, especially pastors. See what happened with T.D. Jakes, and see what happened with Eddie Long. And this lady I was speaking on TikTok, she said, "Why God's a fairy tale? Because a pastor have sex with her and raped her, and now she's an atheist." And just say that where was God to protect her? So parents, don't trust your children around pastors or some of your family members. Especially, don't let your daughter be in the lap of their uncle or brother. And the fourth thing, we let electronic talk to them as babysitters. Why? Because we spend too many hours on our job. Come on now, a mother should not spend 12 hours 12-hour shift. There's 24 hours in a day, and you will spend 12-hour shift while your mother is watching your child and while the father don't care nothing about the child. And when you come home, you take a bath, you lock the door, and you spend no time with your son. And you wonder why your son have an outbreak in the house. Because he need attention. He need to be cuddled. He need to be talked to. He need to be appreciated. By you working those long hours, he gonna end up just like his father. And you gonna try to stop that from happening. But you need to spend more time with your son. And a mother can't be a father. And a father can't be a mother. But the devil's job is to break up the home. The devil's job is to have fathers out the home, Democrats. Now, amen. And the fifth thing we do, we let our children fall through the cracks of life because you are chasing tangible things. You're chasing cars, you're chasing castles, you're chasing clothes, you're chasing cash. But we let our children fall by the wayside. Our sons act like gay. Yes, our sons act gay. Our daughters act like boys. But we never have the decency of correct that behavior because we're working too much. We're chasing too many things rather than chasing our children's welfare. And 16, we do, we let trouble in our life to lose our children to the system rather than fighting for them. Did I tell you that my mother-in-law called Child Protective Service on us? And my sister-in-law called domestic violence on me. Because the devil was trying to destroy my family. Can you imagine my children taken away from me and put in the foster homes? Don't mess up that psyche. But that's the job. That's the devil's job. To tear up the family. Anytime there's divorce, Satan love it. Satan is rejoicing. He said, I got one now. It's not but a tactic of the devil to destroy the family. And the seventh thing, we trust too much Disney babysitting them. Please pray, hear me out. Don't let your children attach to Disney. Disney is demonic. Disney is witchcraft. Yes, Disney is witchcraft. Disney is evil. Disney portray satanic. And the eighth thing we do, we work 12-hour shift and we lose our ability to feel their hurts and wants because we are tired. We have no time to relate to them because we are tired. No mother, no father, especially mother, no mother should work a 12-hour shift and your child been taking care of your mother. That's your responsibility. And the ninth thing we do, we don't give them tender love and care. We rather buy them expensive clothes and shoes, think that they're going to pacify their needs and care. Clothes does not give tender love and care. Expensive clothes and shoes does not. And that's the reason why we are losing our children. I was watching the show today, and how this father was in tears that his son turned to be a woman, have sex change. He decided
He was Bob. Now he's Barbara. And the father was crying. Buku crying. That he have lost his son to homosexuality. He had lost his son. He's a transgender now. He decided to be a girl, but he was born a boy. We are losing our children. And we have no time to spend with our child. I remember when my children was young, I was the pastor, and my children was the member of the church. And I give my children homework to do. Now they're older now. The Bible says, train a child the way he should go. When he get old, he should not depart from it. But that's not a promise. That was a saying. Because I trained up my children was brought up in the church. Yes, brought up in the church. So you thought that by them being brought up in church, they want to get married before having baby out of wedlock. Rather than bringing bastard children in this world. Rather having dysfunctional children. They were brought up in the church. But Satan said, if I can't get the father, I'm going to get the children. If I can't get the plant, I'm going to get the seed. But we're going to spend time with our children. And the last one, we don't talk to them and hear them out. And we don't give enough hug and compassion. When the last time you hug your son? When the last time you hug your daughter? When the last time, my friend? When the last time we have a conversation with them? We talk to them. We ask them what's going on. Is everything okay? How's school? How's your teacher? How's your peers? 10 reasons why we are losing our children. Now Matthew 19:14 say, but Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me. For of such is the kingdom of heaven. Now, I bought my granddaughter a Bible, a children Bible. And rather than my daughter letting her daughter see the Bible, she had the Bible in the closet. So when Jesus Christ said, but Jesus said, suffer little children come. Suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me. For of such is the kingdom of heaven. Of heaven. How to get our children from Satan. How to get our children from Satan. There are 10 C's. Yeah, 10 C's, my friend. And if you're listening to this as being a mother or as being a father, the first thing we will tell them about Christ. Read a Bible story to your child. Number two, tell them cursing is a bad thing. I have a grandson, and every time he go over his father's house, he come back home cussing. And my daughter never correct him. But tell them cursing is a bad thing. Third thing, tell them to converse when Satan speaks to them, and don't ignore them. Now, Satan talks to children. I'm going to tell you. And we got to speak to our children. I teach our children how to rebuke the devil. Yes, rebuke the devil. Tell your child, rebuke the devil. Because Satan, he wants to have a conversation. Ask Eve. Ask Jesus. Eve failed. Jesus succeed. Jesus told Satan 3 times, it is written. But Eve fell and eat the fruit. Fourth thing, tell them not to complain because it stopped their blessing rather being grateful and not being greedy. Yes, tell them don't complain.
Yeah, don't complain. Complaining is a bad spirit. Complaining is be ungrateful. But David say, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue in my mouth. So teach your children, don't complain. They get a pair of shoes, be thankful. Some people don't have no shoe on their feet in Africa. And some people wear one pair of shoes until they start having holes in it. You gotta put a plastic bag in it so when it rains, the socks won't get wet. I've been there before, and I was grateful. 15, tell them Christ is coming back soon. Tell them about the second coming of Christ. And I don't know why parents are afraid to tell their children about God. But at school, you don't know what the teacher is saying to your child. You don't know what they are doctrinating your child. 16, tell them about Christmas. It's a pagan, and it's about monopoly and greediness. How to get your children from Satan? Because if you don't teach your child about Christmas, they think Christmas is all about receiving. If the truth be told, tell them that if you see someone poor in your classroom, try to give them the best gift, rather than you always want to receive on Christmas. 7th thing, tell them that sex change is a sin of destruction. Tell them that. Tell them that if they believe they're born wrong, they can be born again. What I say? If you think you are born wrong, you can be born again, because your sex change will not change your mind. If you were born a boy and you get sex change of a girl, you're going to still have the mentality of a boy, because you can't change your mind. You can change your body, but you can't change your mind. If you're a girl and you become a boy, you're going to still have the mentality of a girl. Because you can't change your mind. You can change your body structure, but you can't change your mind. You can't change your personalities. Only God can do that. And the 8th thing, tell them to count the blessing. Amen. When they wake up in the morning and before they go to bed. Ninth thing, teach your children about conversation and communication. Teach your child to speak. Tell them to talk. If something is bothering them, tell them to speak. Talk to me. Never let a child can be uncomfortable around you. See, my children, not all of them, but my three of my kids talk to me. The rest of them don't pay me no mind. My last daughter, she just won't talk about cars. That's it. She won't talk about Christ. She won't talk about cars. And my other kids, Only three children communicate with me. Only three children bless me. The other four, I just don't know. But communication. Have a conversation with them. Talk to them. Because we don't want Satan to get our children. We want Satan out of our life, because I'm gonna tell you something. Satan is not a man. Satan is a woman. Satan is a spirit. He gets into people and use them. Number 10th thing, tell them to be compassionate and gentle toward others. Amen. How to get our children from Satan. Now, this video is how to stop the bleeding. I mean, witchcraft and Satanism for my children. Yes, how to stop the bleeding. Now, a lot of people won't put a Band-Aid on it rather than healing, rather than stopping the bleeding. How to stop the bleeding, witchcraft, and Satanism from our children. Now, there's some places in our state that have Satan daycare center. How can you have a center for daycare? But number one thing, we're ignoring them and teaching them lies and not truth. Yes, we're literally ignoring our children. What we do, we stick electronic in front of them, give them an iPhone, an iPad, but don't talk to them. We won't let other people talk to them. Number two, give them information. Now this is 10 eyes. Give them information that will help them rather than repeating our sinful mistake of our habits to them. Teach your child, don't follow my pernicious ways. If you are a mother and you have a children out of wedlock, teach your child, teach your daughter, don't follow my footsteps. Get married because I'm struggling, and here am I going to be 40 years old. I'm still living with my parents. So teach them, give them information how to be successful, how to succeed rather than be on welfare or EBT or Section 8. Third thing, show them inspiration through the Bible about God rather than being involved in witchcraft or Satanism. And it's amazing, listen, it's amazing that how parents don't want nothing to do with God, but hey, your son Johnny is a gay. Hey, your daughter Susie is a lesbian. And hey, your son Barbara, now she become Bob. And now your children talk about suicide. They're suicidal. Half your children are in the mental institute. But we don't want to talk about God in the home. And the fourth thing, ask them about their interests in life and why they want to explore homosexuality and lesbianism or want to change their sex. Talk to your child. Amen. Don't say, okay, I'm okay. Doctor, so doctor can give you some block, and so you can cut off your breasts, or you can cut off your penis, and you can be what you want to be. Like, no, my friend, don't tell them that. That's wrong information. Go in the book of Genesis and see what Genesis say about the creation. God didn't make no mistake. Fifth thing, ask them their identity. Who are they? Are they a she? Or are they a he? Or they're confused about a sexuality? And go back to the Bible again. Show them that God made male and female. God made Adam and Eve. God didn't make no two Adams. God didn't make two Eve. And a man, listen, a man and another man can't raise a child, because you're going to confuse the child. The child going to say, well, who's mommy? Who's daddy? There can't be two mommy and two daddy. And we wonder why our children end up in a mental institute, the crazy house, because we present crazy things to our children. Sixth thing, ask them about the injury, who hindering them. Ask them where it came from. Ask them, do they want to be healed? Rather be Band-Aid. Seventh thing, what invisible deity they are serving? God or witchcraft or satanic ritual? Ask them, they're living in your house. Ask your child, because they're asking somebody else. And you can tell if your daughter's a witch, you can tell if your son worshiping Satan.
Amen. Number 8 thing, what involvement they are participating that's harming them? And tell them, you want to end it today. You want to end it now. You want to end it now. 9th thing, ask them about the imaginary friend. Are they demonic or are they make-believe? Ask them about an imaginary friend. Because an imaginary friend might make them do some strange things. You wonder who your daughter talking to and she's not on the phone. You wonder who your son talked to and he's not on the phone. It is not normal to have an imaginary friend. Oh, can I meet Bob? Where's Bob? Bob right here. I don't see no Bob. Where's Bob? I don't see no Bob. Oh, heck of Susie. Where's Susie? Oh, Susie right here. Wait, I can't see Susie. And 10th thing. Do they want to be introduced to Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior to stop the bleeding? Ask them a question. Ask them, do they want to be saved? Ask them, do they want to know about Jesus Christ? How to stop the bleeding of witchcraft and Satan has been taken out, taken over our children. Your child don't belong to Satan. Your child don't belong to witchcraft. Your child shouldn't be no Wicca witch. Wicca witch are lesbianism. They are nasty. And they are lonely. They're seeking help, but they're going to the wrong source for help. So, do you want to introduce them to Jesus Christ? And the first thing you'll do, right, you're going to give them Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if they confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in their heart that God has raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Second thing you want to do, you want to say in 2 Peter 3, 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any shall perish, but all shall come to repentance. Third thing you do, you tell them, God loves you. Because the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And tell him God is calling you. Because Jesus Christ said, come unto me, all he that heavy laden, and I will give rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Tell him God cares about them. It says in 1 Peter 5, 7, cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. And God say, amen, in I think it's 55:10, cast your burden upon the Lord and he shall sustain thee. How to stop the bleeding, witchcraft, and Satanism from our children.